Hepar Sulf, the sensitive one. This remedy is made from a chemical, an impure sulfide of calcium made from burning the white interior of oyster shells with the flowers of sulfur. In terms of the homeopathic picture of Hepar Sulf, the key word here is sensitive, or rather oversensitive. People needing this remedy tend to be sensitive emotionally and physically, especially when they have an acute illness. And this remedy is helpful for a range of acute illnesses that includes catarrhal colds, coughs, croup, and ear and throat infections. The physical symptoms tend to be very catarrhal and or suppurative, i.e. relating to pus formation. So in an acute illness needing Hepar Sulf, there's extreme sensitivity to cold air and to drafts, to the extent that even putting the hand out of the bed covers or undressing can aggravate the symptoms, including inducing a fit of coughing. There can be a sensation as if there was wind blowing on a particular part of the body. In spite of this great chilliness, the person needing Hepar Sulf can be quite sweaty, and this sweat may smell slightly sour. Touch, noise, or any form of disturbance can aggravate the Hepar Sulf patient. For example, ear pain will be much worse for touch and worse for cold air. There is a huge sensitivity to pain in this remedy picture, which can cause fainting in extreme cases. People needing Hepar Sulf crave warmth, and the symptoms generally feel better for warmth, better for wrapping up, and better for hot drinks. Catarrh can settle into the sinuses, or there can be a cold in the nose with a thick nasal discharge or a post-nasal drip. The glands in the neck will often be swollen and painful. Coughs may be loose and rattling or croupy, and it's one of the main croup remedies where the picture fits, and is one to consider where croup is starting to loosen up, moving from that harsh, barky cough to a slightly looser state. Discharges in Hepar Sulf are typically offensive, being yellow, thick, and acrid, and can tend to smell of old cheese or smell sour. Pains relating to this remedy, for example the pains of a sore throat or earache, tend to feel splinter-like, sharp, or stitching. For example, a Hepar sore throat or tonsillitis may be suppurative, with stitching pains or a fishbone in the throat sensation, with the pains extending towards the ear on swallowing. Think of this remedy for hoarseness, loss of voice, or pain on talking after exposure to a cold, dry wind. People needing Hepar Sulf tend to feel peevish and irritable, dissatisfied with themselves and others, and can take offence really easily, taking unreasonable dislikes to people or places. They can be impulsive, hasty, and demand change for change's sake. This mood can occasionally tip into aggression or violence. Suppuration is the formation of pus, and Hepar Sulf can be a very helpful remedy for illnesses that involve the suppurative process. In someone needing this remedy, even the slightest injury has a tendency to pus formation. This makes it a remedy to think about in cases of abscesses, boils, skin ulcers, and infected wounds. It has a reputation to ripen boils and abscesses that are slow to come to a head, i.e. it can localise the infection and in this way help bring about resolution. As with ear, nose and throat issues that respond well to this remedy, suppurative skin issues that can be helped with it are often acutely sensitive to the touch. It's a remedy that can help to dislodge splinters that can't be removed mechanically by encouraging suppuration around the foreign body. Also think of silica for this purpose. The Hepar state can include a craving for acidic foods such as pickles and pungent foods. Hepar illnesses can result from exposure to cold, dry winds, and Hepar symptoms are generally better for damp, warm weather, for wrapping up, and these people often feel better after eating.